Greetings, fellow hoteliers. We are back with WTF Walk the Floors, all things hospitality training. This is Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality, and I'm here with my co-hostess, Stephanie Ledger, with First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, how are you today?
Great. How are you, Michelle?
Doing great. So what are we talking about today?
So we're taking a little bit from our training and talking about authentic service. And I think this is a great time for us to bring up this topic is because we're hearing a lot with the technology that's coming out there and that's being used. But then also, too, how is this, you know, going to making sure that properties are still being able to provide that authentic service to their guests?
I love the topic. Also, the other piece that I feel is important to mention is that we are going through still massive amount of turnover. And what that happens is we have people coming in from other industries that perhaps don't really know what service the hospitality way looks like. So being able to teach your team members what authentic service really looks like and how it feels like, I think it's very critical, especially during these times. So kick us off, Stephanie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to start off with authentic service, really what it is making sure that your actions match what you're saying that you're doing. So if you are a brand that's saying is based all about sustainability for your guest, and then here you are that doesn't even have a recycling program, you know, how is that being able to show that you're matching what you're saying? And so same thing goes with, oh, we value what our guests say. And then the next thing we're like, we could care less what you say. This is what we're going to be doing. Is that really authentic? No. So we want to making sure that our actions do match what our words are. But then also too of showing that caring to the customer, to the guest. And it could be even as simple as just enlivening the five senses. So how does your department look or your venue look? You know, what does the sounds, the taste, the touch, all of that feel that would be different than what they could get anywhere else?
I love that. You know, how many times have you been, this is a WTF moment, at a lobby bar? At a lobby bar and the music is too loud. Yes. And the issue with that is typically the lobby bar is the area for mingling, for, you know, chilling, relaxing right before something else. So a lot of meetings for business travelers happen in this space. And when the music is too loud, the conversation really gets lost in the noise. So that's so important. And also, you know, the way you see things and the way you know, the smells.
Yes.
We have, exactly. You know, the massive properties that are usually injecting some specific scent through their vents. But then you have other properties where, especially around the COVID months, where all you could smell was something that smelled like sanitized. So that gave you that sense of security or that sense of safety. But do we still want to carry this through? Or are we ready to start paying attention to that too?
Yes, absolutely. And that goes into my next point of, you know, putting yourself in the guest's shoes is also too part of providing this authentic service. So yes, maybe, you know, to you hear that same music and same song every day during your shift, but putting yourself in the guest shoes of, wow, maybe this music is too loud that guests aren't able to even have a conversation or even hear their own thoughts in the lobby. Or even when it comes to the smells, yes, you want to be able to have a unique fragrance or being able to provide that sense of, you know, the lobby has been sanitized or the area has. But then, you know, we have people that have allergies or then also to can be too sensitive to the smell where they're just like, oh, this now seems like they may be trying to cover up some other smell. So making sure, too, that you're putting yourself in the guest's shoes, not only by enlivening the five senses, but even when you're handling a guest complaint as well, you know, and this goes even into what authentic service is sometimes, you know, at the front desk, we could be very quick to saying if a guest is complaining, oh, here's a $100 food and beverage credit.
Yeah.
Beyond that way. And that, you know, how is that really being providing authentic service? When you're not even hearing what the guest is saying, they could actually just be wanting to just let you know and don't need anything in return. They just want to feel like they feel valued of their opinion and their feedback that they're giving. And other times it may be that, yes, they do want something to be able to rectify the situation. But, you know, a lot of times to them that when they're traveling, business may be covering it. So $100 to them is kind of like, whatever. But being able to really listen and hearing your guests can go along the lines with authentic service.
Absolutely. Listening to understand, to truly comprehend what the problem is so that you can also prevent it from happening. Any guest that will go up to you who doesn't seem like they want something from you, yeah, they are there because they want to help you with the brand, because they care, because they're loyal to your brand. So listening is extremely important. You're getting firsthand feedback that you can take back to the operation and make some changes or tweaks or adjustments that will help you provide better service and keeps people coming back.
Absolutely. And this goes also to as, you know, as based upon your own department, but then also to as your own property and then as the brand. But really it starts in your department with you being the leader and providing the authentic leadership skills to your team. So then your team can actually then provide their authentic self to the guest.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing that we can touch on is the fact that when we talk about authentic service, it's not just from the team member to our guest. It can also be the same theory can be applied between team members, right? Or the brand to the team members, the employer to the team members. We see that many times the back of the house areas where team, like perhaps the freight elevator, that carries or your housekeeping elevators or your back of the house elevators that, you know, are in constant motion. And sometimes it's not an area that may get cleaned or tackled on a high frequency basis, by remembering that is also what's going to set the tone for that team member to go out on the floor. So if you're traveling on an elevator that has a terribly foul smell, an offensive smell, how do you think that team member is going to smile when they get out of the elevator into the public space? They can't. So whoever is responsible for maintaining that elevator, keeping up with the maintenance so that you're also serving authentically to the people around you, I think that's important too.
Yes. So let's change it
you're
up.
You're laughing because you've been through this before.
No. Yes, smile, we're on stage. But then, you know, let's change it up now to talking about with the technology side that's coming, you know, more to the forefront in hospitality. And, you know, it used to be said that, you know, authentic service is really providing that personal touch, which it is. And, you know, with this technology, and I know, Michelle, you've said it many times on our episode, is, you know, how we can making sure that we're still providing that personal touch to our guest. And that's also, too, a simple way of just showing that authentic service, too. So
Yes, for
I'm looking
sure.
at some more about that personal touch.
We go through phases where we inject new technology, and obviously there is a learning curve. And when our team is not ready to troubleshoot on that, to make sure that they accompany the guest in that learning period, then you lose that. Not only you're losing your opportunity to engage, but now you have an upset guest who doesn't know how to use the new tool, who cannot see the value. So next thing you know, your experience is least than memorable. Can you think of a WTF moment, Stephanie, that is around authentic service? Maybe it's, your front desk agent that is so excited about providing service that her smile is like exploding out of her face. And then you turn around and it's the exact same smile for someone who's complaining, right? I've had one of those, which is hard because how do you say tone it down? You're doing great, right? So what would be one of the WTF moments that you can share?
I mean, it was just, I mean, listen to my voice, you know, and this is how I've been since obviously I was born. And so I used to always be made fun of at the front desk because I would have a guest that would literally be complaining, and then I would be like, oh, absolutely. I'm so sorry, you know, giving them that front desk customer service. And then the next guest is coming in and they're checking in, and it's like, oh, well, welcome. We're so excited. And meanwhile, you've now been about like the 50th guest that I've checked in and still being able to provide that. But that is also to my authentic self, because the front desk agents that I was working with, they know me and they know that's me. But then here you, I would have, actually, it's funny, it's because I would have like someone from food and beverage that's, you know, needing change or was something. They'd be like, oh, are you giving them the customer service? And I was like, no, this is just
I'm giving
literally
them myself.
I'm being my authentic self. And I think people that, you know me is that this is just how I am. That's how I've gotten in the industry my nickname, Giggles. Of just being authentic and, you know, cheery. And, you know, even when that guest is complaining, and I'm still like, oh, you're going to have a wonderful time.
That's
Oh,
just fabulous.
yeah. But definitely when I'm then going behind the back of the house and being like, can you believe these people? But yeah, but then going back to, as you know, I think as well as that authentic service really has become kind of like a way of saying, oh, that's what luxury service is, you know, luxury service is an authentic service. But you could be even a select service brand, a property that still is providing that authentic service to the guests when they're coming in, when they're going to your restaurant, when they're even needing housekeeping service, of still being able to not act so robotic. And I think that's also too where brands are now trying to be different from one another, is showing how it's really their staff that makes them different from one another, not as being like, oh, we can be able to have, you know, special imported tea or coffee, but it's really, you know, the staff that's providing it that makes it a unique experience.
Absolutely. How would you say, Stephanie, is the best way to help your team understand the importance of authentic service? And then how do you teach them this? Because a lot of providing genuine service comes with education and it comes with being honest. And so how would you describe that process?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's very hard to being able to teach it. I mean, I remember when I was, you know, still new to hospitality and being like, okay, Google, what's authentic service? What's, you know, the black and white of being able to say, I need to do this and this. But there's just so many things that come to being part of that authentic self and providing that service. But I think the first thing for leaders to being able to get their team to understand it better is also to is having kind of your go-to ways to handle certain scenarios, to being like, okay, if we're having a guest that, you know, a family that's coming to visit, well, we can be able to anticipate their needs by providing this, this, and this. So we're not sounding so robotic and being like, oh, you're a family here, you're going to have the, you know, like sounding just like you're listing things off, but being able to role play as well.
I think role playing is a great way to do it too. It allows everyone to have fun at the same time, right? It's mm-hmm. engaging. Tell me a bit about, I know you have a module in our day training program that speaks to this specifically.
Yeah.
What can anyone out there who sits through this training expect?
No, it's being able to knowing how they can bring it back to their department, just how we were just speaking about with doing those role play and then the training of the different scenarios, to being able to see, wow, okay, does this seem robotic or does this seem actually being able to be authentic? And then also too, where we're going over, because it's not just all about like rainbows and butterflies on providing authentic service, but really how can we be able to take those guest complaints and provide them with authentic service that they are feeling the empathy of that we're providing to making sure that they're being taken care of.
I love that. You need a drink of water.
I know.
This is great. Great topic, Stephanie. Thank you so much for sharing your insight. I'm a strong believer in, I'm pro team, and I'm a strong believer that when we care for our team and we as leaders provide that genuine connection, that genuine, authentic type of service to our team, the team will naturally go back into the public spaces and do the same. They'll replicate that. So I love this topic and this is great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Until next time.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being on the other side. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.